Hey guys, welcome to my office, also known as my bedroom. I write a blog entry once a year, so hopefully much more often than that soon. But I thought it'd be fun to do some videos because people are all about that these days. They're like on to their YouTubes and everything, and everyone has the attention span of a smart goldfish. We'll say a smart goldfish, but still a goldfish. And yeah, so we're gonna try this. And plus, videos are just, they're fun. They're fun, guys. So I wanted to do, I've been wanting to talk about epistemology for a while. And I thought I would just kind of break it up into kind of like 5 minute videos, or honestly, it'd probably be shorter than that. Probably somewhere in like 2 minutes. And I just kind of want to go through how I've developed my own epistemology, but I'm kind of jumping ahead to even say that. So let me begin. I made some notes. So first of all, epistemology is the theory of knowledge, how we know things. And I think the very first thing to say is like, why does this matter? Why? I'm not a professional philosopher, neither are you, most likely. So, like, why are we even talking about this? Why does it matter? And you could even say, why does philosophy matter? And this is something I care a lot about, partly because, well, first of all, I simply do care a lot about philosophy, but secondly, there is a good bit of misunderstanding of the importance of philosophy, I think. And a good example of how, well, philosophy is the bedrock of everything is this used to be true. I haven't tried this in a while, but on Wikipedia you could click on the first, go to any article and then click on the first link in the body of the text and then do that on the next article you get to from there. And if you keep doing that, you always end up at philosophy. You can also get into an infinite cycle, but as long as you're not an infinite cycle, it should end up in philosophy. And that's because philosophy is a study of the most fundamental things. So, like if you go to Kevin Bacon first, the first link will usually be Kevin Bacon is an actor, blah, blah. An actor will be a hyperlink. So you click actor, and then it says actor is a type of performer. You click on performer, and it gets more and more general until you end up in an area of philosophy. Another one of my favorite jokes that illustrates this is a scientist and a philosopher talking, and the scientist asks, why does philosophy matter? And the philosopher says, I don't know, why does science matter? And the scientist says, well, because science, and the philosopher immediately interjects and says, careful, you're about to do philosophy. So basically, philosophy is unavoidable. Like it can remind us of these crazy thought experiments, these armchair. Going into your imagination and all this crazy stuff, which includes all of that too, but it's also just the most fundamental part of reality in a sense, or not even in a sense, I guess. So yeah, it's just basically unavoidable is my point. And epistemology particularly is unavoidable because we're having to use it all the time. So I'm looking at my notes. Yeah, so I mean, just to illustrate, I like taking the example of something like, why do you think, let's say, why do you think Australia exists if you've never been? So, and if you have been, pick another country that you haven't been to. So, you haven't been there. If someone's brought back something from there, how do you even know it's from there? If you've seen a TV from there, like there's, you really have no direct evidence that Australia exists at all. It's a bunch of hearsay, kind of. And yet, you feel very confident it does exist. And this is the really important part. I think we would agree that it's right to feel confident that it exists, even though we don't have direct data individually that it does. And when I say direct data, I mean in the most direct sense, like going there ourselves or something that is nearly indisputable on an individual level. So, right there, you're confronted with epistemology. And to take it one step in a more realistic direction, when someone doubts the moon landing. That I think is a good example of all of a sudden having to think, if you stop and think about it for a second, it's like, why do I think it happened? Or what is a good response to to those who doubt it? Because theoretically, it could have been a hoax. And yet, you probably feel pretty confident it wasn't. And I would argue you're using a lot of kind of epistemological shortcuts and heuristics to come to the conclusion that it really did happen. But that's jumping ahead. I'll get into that later. But and then just to take this to something a little bit more every day, or something that's really important, when we go to the voting booth and we are, let's take some sort of mundane law about changing like a tax rate. That has huge repercussions in society in so many different ways that is extremely hard to calculate. And the people who have done the research, you probably haven't read all of it. You've probably seen maybe at best like some broad statistics. And yet, it might be totally valid to feel confident, once again, that changing this tax rate in one direction or the other is a good thing, or will have this overall effect, you could say, because the good thing part is a value judgment, and that's a whole nother category. So it's really fascinating when you stop and think how we feel like all this knowledge is within reach of us, and we're not wrong, really. Like, that knowledge, at least to a degree, is, but if you really look at the links there, sometimes it's harder to really nail down, and sometimes they're weaker than we realize at first. So that's why it's important, is because we are simply faced with it, in a sense, every second of every day. Like, we have to decide how we think we know things, how sure we are of them, and make those judgments about other people ultimately too, when you're in a debate. Yeah, I mean, and another example, we grow up, somewhat naive about this at first, because we start out with some shortcuts, like what our parents tell or what our school teachers tell us, and we, yeah, well, that's true, they said this. But it only takes a few occasions of that proving wrong to rock us and make us realize our epistemology was bad, it was too naive. So when you find out Santa Claus isn't real, spoiler, all of a sudden, you, as a child, you realize, wait a second, the naive epistemology I was using just failed me. So it gets more sophisticated. So we're gonna dig into that a little bit. And so to answer a question I guess I kind of posed earlier, the reason why I want to talk about epistemology, and even though I'm not a professional philosopher, and neither are you, is because it's unavoidable. It is absolutely crucial, and also we can't escape it. So, like so many things in life, isn't it great? So we have to come up, we are forced with coming up our own epistemology. And that's another thing I would say is, even if you haven't used the word epistemology before or thought that much about it, you have thought about it probably more than you realize. You have to face it, as these things, as things change in your life, as you change opinions on something. You're at least implicitly, and hopefully, having a more and more sophisticated epistemology, or at least having to, you're running up against your own epistemology. So, this video was a little longer than I was expecting. I'm a talker, guys. But we'll see how long the next ones are. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Give me some comments, like my YouTube. Tell me how I'm gonna have 2 million views soon. Boost my ego. Tell me about your epistemology. I don't really care. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later.